Christine Lindner. You are Alice in Dairyland, and here at the World Dairy Expo. How's it going?
It's wonderful. I have a chance here as Alice in Dairyland to connect school students to helping understand that food first comes from a farm, and to helping people as we're now three generations removed. So many of us are interested in food and where it comes from, but having a chance to see a dairy cow and see it in the milking parlor live is a real experience for all walks of life.
Well, I bet the kids would get really excited when they get to see the hands-on kind of thing.
Absolutely. That's what's been so fun. We actually have these milk bottles in that, where we talk about the 9 gifts that are in there that milk provides to us, from calcium to vitamin A and vitamin D. And so all these good things that keep our bones healthy, our skin young and refreshing. And the students are so surprised as we also talk about sports drinks and soda of a little bit more of the sugars in there. But milk has those sports drinks like chocolate milk, which is a great recovery drink. In fact, I used that when I finished my first 5K as Alice in Dairyland, actually last Saturday, so promoting chocolate milk in our dairy industry. But the students are surprised, and I hope that they'll continue to remember the milk importance of getting those 3 to 4 servings a day as they're growing youngsters. And it's so important to support the local community and producers and the economy by drinking milk.
And you do. Your role is to support producers in the industry as well, and you get to share with people who are not in the industry, some of these kids, for example, what it's like to be on a dairy farm.
That's right. In fact, that's my goal as Alice in Dairyland, is to bring consumers with me as I go to different industry farm tours and visits, whether it's a dairy farm or a cranberry operation. I interview the producer and then post those videos so that they can see and experience agriculture in action. And that's really the goal, as we want to vote with our dollars in the grocery store for seeing those local producers' products to be able to support the local economy and to learn as we go. So many of us like to receive information, whether it's listening to the radio or online conversations, and Alice in Dairyland is onto Facebook and Twitter, and I do a daily travel blog on Wisconsin Ag Connection /Alice, so people can constantly see engaged of what I do, because my goal is to exponentially pass that on to others and continue to learn and grow.
Now, as you make your travels, of course, you are promoting dairy, but in a sense, you're promoting all of agriculture, and Wisconsin has such a diversity.
Absolutely. In fact, Wisconsin, we're a $59 billion agriculture industry here in Wisconsin, and that's the strength of our state in agriculture, is its diversity, from mink production being number one in the nation of some of the finest furs, to cranberry bogs, as we're harvesting them right now, as number one in the nation. It's so surprising to think about. Of course, Wisconsin cheese is synonymous of being number one in the nation as well, but all these different produce and vegetables that are all grown in Wisconsin here. That's really the uniqueness, to have fresh and diverse products, and we're very fortunate to have that.
What do you hear from your brothers and sisters in the dairy industry? Some of their concerns and things that they want you to make sure that people understand.
That milk comes from a dairy cow, and that food first starts on a Wisconsin farm, or virtually any farm if you think about it in that sense. And that's what the story is, because so many of us are three generations now removed, and people are having that disconnect of having that appreciation and the shared values of producers. We're family members. We go, we're involved in the community too. And so we need to continue to be agriculture advocates, all of us together, and sharing that message of, I milk the cows today. Put a tweet out there about that, you know, and just become engaged and connect to people. We have to put ourselves out there. Producers wear so many hats, but we're really all in this together of sharing that story of agriculture and the importance of dairy.
How long does your reign go?
1 year. I'm employed with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection as Wisconsin's agriculture ambassador. So I have 1 year to travel the state of Wisconsin promoting and connecting consumers, from students to elderly folks, all ages, of agriculture's importance.
Well, what are your plans after that? I suspect they include dairy promotion somehow.
Absolutely. In fact, prior to my role as Alice in Dairyland, I served as the dairy marketing manager for Animart, which is an animal health supplier in my hometown of Beaver Dam. So after my 1 year role, I will return there as the marketing manager and continue to develop marketing strategies and goals for the company as well. So that's my future. And I'm a UW-Madison graduate in 2006. So it's just an incredible journey to continue to be a lifelong advocate for agriculture.
And what a great place this week to be.
World Dairy Expo, it's the place where our international dairy industry meets, and it's a wonderful place to be connecting to all walks of life.
Have you met some international visitors?
I have, and that, you know, just by attending the Dinner with the Stars, where we recognized our International Dairy Person of the Year, incredible stories of people so impactful in changing a country, and that's certainly what that gentleman has done in advancing dairy industry. So it's just neat to see different people, and I talk a little bit of German, so I've met a German as well, and so that's very good.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.